Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
I have Declan Mina on the line, and Declan is going to tell us all about Dublin Canals Action Day. Good afternoon, Declan. Welcome to Northside Today.
Good afternoon, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome. Dublin Canals Action Day sounds very exciting.
It is very exciting because, you know, we've got five groups coming together. So we have the Royal Canal Cleanup Group, the Grand Canal Dock Community Cleanup Group. We have Friends of the Grand Canal, the Grand Canal Biodiversity and Cleanup Group, and the Inchicore Environmental Group. So five groups working along both canals, north and south. And we're coming together on the 21st of April at 10:45. We've got nine locations, and we're just going to really give the canals some love, clean them up, and just, you know, these are very important resources in our communities, and we're just going to clean up.
And Declan, I presume that this is not the first time that this has happened.
No, it's been going on. I know for the Royal Canal Cleanup Group, we've been going on for years now, and we actually do a monthly cleanup. But this is our, you know, once a year, we join up with the Grand Canal, and those groups have been doing work as well. We just do a kind of a yearly big push, so we try and get as many starting points as we can, as many people as we can. We had 200 volunteers last year, and, you know, I think we can beat that this year, and that's our aim. But yeah, there's, you know, that's it. And the canals are really, you know, we feel there is a difference. You know, a lot of people are starting to use them again. We're getting cycleways developed, we're getting the new groups using them, and so, you know, a lot of work being done, so hopefully there's an improvement.
Yeah, and that brings me to a question that I have been dying all week to ask you. What sort of stuff do you get out of the canal when you go to clean it?
Absolutely everything. You know, I'd say you could guess the most popular brand is beer, but, you know, there's all sorts of beer cans and bottles, wine bottles, nappies. One of the things that's quite disgusting is dog poo is bad enough, but actually what people do is they put the dog poo in bags and then throw the bags somewhere, either in the canal or in the ditch. So just so that we're clear, we're very safe, but we are taking some stuff out of the canal. We've got long pickers, but we're also cleaning the towpath around the canal, so making sure the whole canal environment kind of is improved. We will have a few people out on boats as well to clean some stuff out. But we've also, you know, obviously the shopping trolley, we've had bikes, we've had animals. One point we managed to get an industrial bin out of the canal. You know, all sorts of clothing. It really is quite surprising, and actually it's quite sad, some of the stuff you pull out of the canal, especially considering, you know, the animals that are there, you know, considering children trying to cycle with their families and, you know, having to go past all this rubbish. So that's why we're out and about.
And I suppose with, you know, the more serious side of it then, Declan, is if you're starting to talk about this sort of refuse and junk, you would need to have some professional services on site to take that away and dispose of it on the day.
So people don't need to bring their own equipment. You'll be provided with a safety briefing. You'll be provided with gloves. The way we pick up is we have a long-handled or short-handled litter picker. So people aren't, you know, rooting around in this rubbish with their bare hands. We've got some people who are trained with sharp boxes as well. We've got, you know, we are being careful. We also have then the council are very cooperative in taking away the rubbish afterwards. Safety is obviously very important, and, you know, we will be giving safety briefings. And so far we haven't had anyone fall in, which, you know, is
always helps. Yes, that's always helps.
That's it. But it's going to be a very good day, and, you know, a lot of new people volunteer, you know, and you can just come up. You don't really need any experience, just willing to help out.
Declan, are you being very ambitious when you talk about the area you're going to cover? Because looking at your press release, you're kind of allowing yourselves 2.25 hours to do this. It seems to be a lot. Now, I know you're hoping you're going to get large numbers of people, but it seems to be a pretty ambitious target to do all this in 2.25 hours.
It is, but, you know, we do 2.25 hours every month, and you really do notice the difference. Like last month, we had about 20-30 people at Cross Guns Bridge. We nearly had too many, but we send some of them to do the surrounding area. Some of them walk up a bit. And, you know, it really is like, if you think about it, we're splitting it into chunks. We've got 9 starting points there, from Castle Knock all the way to somewhere on the south side. My geography kind of stops as I cross the Liffey, but there's a lot of areas in the south side as well. So, you know, we'll split it up, and there will, you know, there were 200 people last year, and hopefully we'll get similar, if not bigger, numbers next, you know, this year.
I'm just wondering as well now, and I think that this could be, this is something that I really want to explore with Jen, and if you can, to talk about it. Can we take the template of what's being done and move it out to other parts of the city, maybe not where there are canals or rivers, but into individual areas, and maybe as a massive big project to keep everything inside the city bounds cleaner than it is?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very good point, Donny. And even when I'm promoting this event, I've had people ask me about, you know, other areas. So I'm also a volunteer with the Phibsborough Tidy Towns, and they do this as well. So usually the canal cleanup meets on a different day to the Phibsborough Tidy Towns, and they have done a lot of work in Phibsborough. And I think if you drive past now and you see all the flower pots, and they've gotten bees for biodiversity reasons. There's also Stony Batter has had a really successful community festival last year called Pride of Place. They do monthly cleanups, but then they also organise a massive community festival there, and that will be going again this year. So hopefully, I mean, people might come along to this and then want to bring it back to their areas. There's the model of the Tidy Town, and there's the model of Pride of Place. So it is a very good point, and hopefully, whether it's the canal or whether it's your local area, people will actually get involved and, you know, try and improve the area you're in, because really, it's not nice walking along. And, you know, I'm visually impaired. I walk into dog poo a lot. It's quite frustrating. But even just walking past rubbish every day, it's not nice. And, you know, if we can all work together on this, if we can all get out there and improve our communities, I think it is possible, yes.
Yeah, indeed. And I have to compliment you, Declan, because I don't actually live too far from Phibsborough. And one thing I noticed, it must have been the day it went up that I drove down through it, was the signs, "Welcome to Phibsborough." And, you know, it's just, I always maintain that while Dublin is a big city, it's actually a collection of small villages which came together to make a big city. And it's lovely to be able to, excuse me, to see the different areas as you move through them. I mean, no longer do you think, well, I'm just in North Dublin or South Glasnevin or whatever. I'm actually in Phibsborough proper. And you see those signs now all over the city. They're in Finglas as well. They're everywhere. And it's a really, really nice thing to see, as well as, may I add, now that you alluded to them, those hanging baskets, potted plants, etc. It does give a different feel to an area.
It does. Now, I think someone might correct me. I think Dublin City Council gets the credit for those signs, but they are very nice. And I know in Phibsborough especially, Susan has to take a lot of credit for her work on the hanging baskets and on the flower boxes around there. And it just adds something. And as well as that, you know, there's a lot of pollution, and we do need to try and have that environmental element to it as well. And I think Tidy Towns does that quite well. But again, the canal is an important, you know, it's surprising for anyone who hasn't walked down it. You know, you walk maybe 100 metres down from Coxguns Bridge, and it feels like you're in the countryside in the middle of the city. And I think it's a very good piece of our city. You know, it's a really nice place to walk. And, you know, I think if we can show it a bit of love with this cleanup, it'll just improve it, and hopefully more people will use the canal.
Agreed. Now, Declan, for those listening who would like to come along on the day or participate, how do they do it?
Yeah. Okay, there are 9, I'll just name out the north side ones, but there are south side meetups as well. There's a meetup in Castleknock, there's a meetup in Ashdown, there's a meetup at Crossguns Bridge in Fitzburgh, there's a meetup at North Strand, Spencer Dock, and then the Grand Canal Basin. Leeson Street Bridge, Sally's Bridge, and Bullfire East Residence Hall. Sorry, I'm not as familiar with the south side as the north side. If you show up on the 21st of April at 10:45, if you can just show up a bit early, we'll give you a briefing, get you the equipment. And it's dublincanalsactionday.ie is the website. And really, just spread the word. Everyone's welcome. And just dress for the weather, but hopefully we'll have nice weather.
And Declan, can I wish you the best with it? I hope that it goes very well. I know it will. And on behalf of everybody listening, it's the second time I've done this in the space of an hour. Thank you for what you're doing, because it is appreciated and it is definitely noticed. And once again, I hope that it is a massive success, and we will be keeping an eye on your progress, Declan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tony.
God bless. Bye-bye.